How healthy is Sonoma County? The Department of Health Services released a report this November that measures health disparities, leading causes of death, and premature mortality rates from 2015 through 2017. This is the second time the county has released such a report called the Sonoma County Summary Measures of Health. KRCB's Adia White spoke with several representatives from the Sonoma County Department of Health Services Behavioral Health Division. We start the conversation with Director Bill Carter.
Overall, Sonoma County's relative to other communities looks good. On the other hand, our interest is always looking at those areas where we need to improve. In the Behavioral Health Department, we're looking particularly at issues that are associated with mental health and drug and alcohol use.
What have you identified within those aspects, and how would you hope to improve?
So you'll see in the report that there are measures, for example, that address deaths by suicide in Sonoma County. And this is an area where I think regardless of what our measure would be, we would be focusing on this. But in Sonoma, our rates are a little bit higher than the state's average.
Do we have any ideas on why that is?
So we don't know. And we have talked to some of the international suicide experts. There is no data that tells us why this is happening. We have hypotheses. I mean, there are indications that there are areas of particular stress in our community. So we have a very high rate of homelessness. And while that's not directly or solely related to mental illness or substance use, it is an indicator that we're a community under stress. We've experienced a number of natural disasters, of course, over the last 3 to 4 years. You'd expect that to have an impact on a community. Some of the economic environment has an impact on this as well. So we've come out of the Great Recession, but not everybody is rebounding. So we have a number of hypotheses that circle around these kind of issues, but we don't know.
Melissa LaDresh is the Mental Health Services Act Coordinator for the Sonoma County Department of Health Services Behavioral Health Division. I asked her what the county is doing to reduce suicide rates.
We have a mobile support team that goes out with law enforcement. So if there are people that are thinking about suicide, we're able to have our staff that's very trained in how to work with somebody on that, as opposed to leaving that up to the law enforcement to do. So we're able to assist in some of those situations. We also are working on two future projects. One is with looking at the age range of the SMART train. Most of the people who died by suicide using the SMART train were in a 50 to 64 age range group. And there's a new project that the Human Services Department would collaborate with us and utilize some funds that we'd be helping out, plus their in-kind funds, working with Santa Rosa Community Health Centers and targeting people in that age group that are showing symptoms of depression, possibly suicidal ideation, and providing them with a short-term intervention and then 9 months of case management to really see if we can get depression rates down. And that age group, 45 to 64, actually, it's the highest age group nationally for suicide rates. Most of the research is on working with older adults that are either 60 or 65 plus, and it's been pretty effective. And so now we're notching it down to this age group that's even more vulnerable, that suffers more from depression, and that also dies by suicide more frequently.
That was Bill Carter and Melissa LaDresh with Sonoma County Behavioral Health. The North Bay Suicide Prevention Hotline is 855-587-6373. Again, that's 855-587-6373. You can read the Summary Measures of Health report at norcalpublicmedia.org.